Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bo Bilinski. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bo Bilinski. And now, play ball. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Wynn scores. There goes Staub trying to get to third. Savage throws the ball into Beckert, who relays the ball to Santo, who tags Staub for the out. One out. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. 2 outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bateman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Belinsky strikes out. 2 outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Jenkins moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Hundley moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belinsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Belinsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mathews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mathews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Mathews reaches second base with a double. Savage throws the ball into Santo, who tags Mathews trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Davis reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Belinsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Belinsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mathews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Staub is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mathews is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mathews strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aspromonte is 0-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Santo is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Carol Cembera now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mathews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hundley for the out. Banks moves to third. 1 out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Savage is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Astros. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips is 0-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.